Hello, my name is Sherry Mason. I'm with the Oregon Juvenile Court Improvement Program, JACIP, and I'm the Model Court and Training Analyst. JACIP and DHS jointly reviewed our CFSR findings, the agency data, and JACIP data to identify an issue on which to focus. And it was decided that we would join together on a joint data project to increase the percentage of children who have their adoptions finalized within 12 months of becoming legally free. We spotted this issue because there was a very low percentage of children who were finalizing their adoptions within 12 months. And in fact, there were many that had been in care for 3 months or 3 years with a plan of adoption. So in looking at why this was and talking to people, it became really apparent that there was just a lack of understanding of all the steps in the very complicated adoption process, and that there was a lot of finger-pointing going on. The field workers would blame central office, which they called the black hole, for delays. Central office would say that they hadn't received information that they needed from the field. And the court and attorneys and our foster care review board didn't fully understand the process either. So they were just at the mercy of whoever was in front of them telling them what was going on. So what we did was we decided that we would jointly set a statewide target of 59.5% of adoptions that were legally free within 12 months of being legally free. So we looked at our agency ROM data, and we looked at our JACIP data, and we decided to send quarterly reports to all the counties. So what we did was we created a chart that had a line at the 59% part, and then we had a bar graph that showed every county and what their performance was for that quarter. So when that went out to the courts, they could see what their performance was in comparison to other counties of similar sizes. So it was a really motivating thing for them to see the data and want to improve their adoption performance. So we surveyed stakeholders at our annual Child and Abuse and Neglect Summit and found that 66.67% were reporting using the data in CQI, and 60% said they had made improvements in their process. We created a couple of tools as well as the bar graph chart that we sent out, and one was a diagram of the adoption process, the high overview of what goes into each part. So we had two sides to it. One was the freeing process and one was the placing process. And we tried to encourage courts to do both of them concurrently because it was important to, not wait until the children were finally free to start that process. That was one of our quick wins because they started really understanding that concurrent planning was really important. We also created a webinar for judges, and the webinar used the tool that I was talking about, the freeing and placing process, and also a tool that we created that tells exactly what has been turned into central office and what is still missing. And people from the field are supposed to print this out prior to coming to court or to the foster care review board. And then everybody will know exactly what stage the adoption is in at that point. And this is populated from their database. So it's not something that has to be created or people have to go in and do. It just comes automatically when you want to print the report. There are some steps to go through, and you reprint the report, and it shows as according to ORCIDS, which is their data system, exactly what stage is in and what documents have been approved, which haven't been approved, what are missing, etc. So with the use of those two things, we had 100% of DHS workers and 80% of judges and 50% of attorneys who said that they understood the process. And about 50% said that they were routinely giving the adoption tracking report to the CRB and the court. And the judges and attorneys and CASAs and CRB all found that the tracking sheet was very useful in their review of adoption cases. So getting back to the webinar, we take them step by step through the process in the webinar and show each box on the flowchart and what goes into that chart. And then we actually give a list of questions that they can ask if the adoption is in that particular stage. It has been very helpful to have this collaborative flowchart that we developed, and it's been very helpful for judges to ask these questions at each stage of the process. We found that we had to make some adjustments along the way. The first iteration of the adoption tracking page was not easily read or interpreted. So the new tracking report was developed that just pulls the relevant information directly from ORCIDS. We found that we needed to have really good communication between JSIP and DHS. We sit on each other's advisory councils, but with so many initiatives going on, it's really difficult for us both to keep up on what the other is doing. In addition, just like all of you, we both have very busy schedules, so projects are sometimes delayed, waiting for a time that works for us to get together. And then there's also a turnover between staff and attorneys. Some of the lessons that we learned were differentiated case management and PIP implementation counties were doing better at reaching the target of adoption within 12 months of becoming legally free. In our differentiated case management counties, adoption is a track that receives less court reviews and more citizen review board or foster care reviews. And we actually spent some time training the citizen review board at their annual conference. The differentiated case management counties also have adoptions as one of their goals. So there were, in addition to having a statewide initiative, there were nine local model court teams that chose this as one of their projects to develop joint action plans with, that included judges and Department of Human Services. And those counties came up with more specific and in-depth plans about how they were going to do that. And the central office staff at DHS has been following up with field staff when information is missing. Supervisors review status of adoptions in 90-day staffings. So we've really developed a lot of other action items along the way. Barriers we found are caseworker training because of the turnover, the home study process and ICPC, the adoption assistance process, and then contested court hearings that delay the process. So our findings
are that people are really making progress in this, and that the tools that we have developed are being used at the local level.